his friends, this year should be a special schus for Nechaketu Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, and for the whole world, Shenivosha B'Tshuas Olamim, and it's based on the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Arafutnus, that Sal Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Avos. Shmos is called Sefer Golos V'Geula Yem B'Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Now what's interesting is that we have a two psukim which sound very much alike, but are subtly different. Parshas Vayigash, it says Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, and these are the names of B'nei Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim. Yaakov uvanav, Yaakov and his sons. That's Bereishis Mem Vav Ches. Yaakov is included with those who are coming down to Mitzrayim. Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim Yaakov uvanav. And then at the beginning of Shmos it says Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim Es Yaakov Ishu Beisabal. These are the names of b'nei Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim with Yaakov, he and his household. So in Sefer Bereishis, Yaakov is included together with B'nai Yisrael. These are the names of B'nai Yisrael that are coming to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his sons. It's interesting that Yaakov is B'nai Yisrael, Yaakov himself is Yisrael. In Shmos, we have no. These are the sons of Israel coming to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. So we want to understand why in Sefer Bereishis Yaakov is included together with his sons, and Yaakov is called B'nai Yisrael. And in Shmos, Yaakov is separate from his sons, they come down with him, and he's not included in B'nai Yisrael. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perakim Alochiyat Aleph, that somebody who separates from the ways of the Tzibur, even though he wasn't over Averos, he just separates from Adas Yisrael, and he doesn't join in their Tzara, and he doesn't fast with their fasts. So he separates from them. He has no chelik in Olam Haba. So we see something very interesting, that somebody who's parish b'darchei tzibur separates from the tzibur that he doesn't feel their tzara. Now, we know from the Chachmei Avoda that it's harder to join in somebody's simcha than it is to feel their tzar. So if the whole vort was being part of the Jewish people, why didn't the Rambam say you also have to be sameach b'simchasam? Why does the Rambam only talk about a shtatfus b'tzar? Very interesting. So we find explicitly there are a number of stages in the binyan of Knesset Yisrael. We start with the Avos, the three Avos, then there are 12 tribes, then there are 70 people who go down to Egypt, and then there's 600,000 people at Sinai. So four stages, 3, 12, 70, and 600,000. From each stage we got something. Right? We know that the three Avos are connected to three Midos of Rachmanim Yaakov, Baishanim, Yitzchak and Gomlei Chasadim Avram. So that's the Yerusha, the Midos are from the Avos, the Shvatim. We have the Brachos of the Shvatim, Malchus V'Yehuda, Avoda from Levi, etc. And then at the end, Ishkir Berchaso Berochaso Berachosim, that all of their Brachos were merged together. So that's what we have from the 12 tribes, the Brachos. From the 600,000 people, we have Har Sinai, that's big time, from Ladaros. Temri Yisem, and then what do we have from the 70? What koach did we get from the 70? V'hanchil elyon goyim, v'hafrido b'nei adam yatzev gulos amim v'mispar b'nei Yisrael. So we have the 70 nations against the 70 corresponding to the 70 people who went down to Mitzrayim. Shivim umos, shivim nefesh. So what's this inyan of the 70? Keneged the umos. So it says in the Pasuk, in Yoshua, also quoted in the Haggadah, I take your father Avraham from the other side of the river, and I'll give it to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, and I'll give Yitzchak Yaakov, and I'll also give Yitzchak Esav, and I'm going to give Esav Har Tzar the Reshes also. For Yaakov Avonav Yardu Mitzrayim, and Yaakov and his sons went down to Egypt. So Esav gets Har Tzar, and Yaakov gets Mitzrayim. So we have a Seder Ishtalshalus Avram Yitzchak for Yaakov, but we have to understand how Esav fits in here. Why is Esav, how did Esav get into that God? If he felt to Arayin Esav. So the Mahalach is as follows. Avram was a Yachid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Karisim or Brisbane of Sarim, Lasseis Lazara Aretz. Avraham was an individual. Kadosh Baruch Hu made with him a bris. to give his seed Eretz Yisrael, and together with that was Nigzar Kiger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lolahem, Ve'acharechein Yetzu Berechush Gadol, that your seed is going to be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and then you're going to go out with a big Yerusha. So Avram was a Yachid, Hashem made a bris to give his seed the land, but then there's also Galus Mitzrayim, there's a Tanai, that there has to be Galus, and then they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. So Avram, who gave birth to Yitzchak, we understand who's going to be Zer Avram. It's got to be Yitzchak, right? Like the Pasuk says, that it has to be the one it says in the Pasuk, and I'm going to take Avram Ever Yarden, and then there's going to be Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. Yitzchak's going to be your zara, and it says that your seed is going to be a ger beretz lolahem. Is that Yishmael? No, Yishmael didn't get to Mitzrayim, so that's only Yitzchak and his descendants. Now by Yitzchak, what does it say about Yitzchak? It says, I'm going to give you Yaakov and Esav. So who's the real Yoresh of Yitzchak, Yaakov or Esav? And the answer is, because Yaakov avanu yardu Mitzrayim, like Chazal tell us, that Esav went away, ve'elech Esav el eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv. Chazal say, Esav said, I don't want to have anything to do with the Piron, I don't want anything to do with the Yerusha. I don't want to get Eretz Yisrael because I don't want to pay the bill. You know what paying the bill means? Paying the price. That means Mitzrayim. So Golus Mitzrayim, the Avodnu Vino Samar B'Mei Oshana, that's what's going to get us Eretz Yisrael. So the true descendants of Avraham Avinu are the ones who have to suffer in Mitzrayim, and they're the ones who inherit Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Baal Agada puts this whole thing into that Agada. I'll give Yitzchak Yaakov and Esav, and I'm going to give Esav Harsar L'Reshes also. V'Yaakov Uvanov Yardim Mitzrayim L'Reshes Shtarchov. In other words, the Baal Agada is telling us who is the true descendant of Avraham. And the answer is Yitzchak, because Yaakov Uvanov, Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, because Yaakov Uvanov Yardim Mitzrayim. So that shows that we are the true descendants of Avraham, we are the Mishpacha, and those are the Shivim Nefesh. The Shivim Nefesh are the true descendants, spiritual descendants of Avraham, and they're the ones who inherit Eretz Yisrael. So the first time we see Avram, Mishpachas Avram is when we in the parish of Shivim Nefesh, and it says Nefesh Lashon Yachid, because we all serve one God, like the Medrash says. By Esav it says Nefashos, they have a lot of gods, and therefore the Umos are Zel Umat Zel, the Lemisbar Zeshel Shivim Nefesh, because we are one. Keneged the Umos, they are 70, they are many, and we are 70, and we are one. We are one Igud, one united front against this, corresponding to the 70 nations. Here, B'Yerid Elam Mitzrayim was the first meeting with the Umas Ha'olam, with the Shivim Umos. And now we go down, and we have a Golus among the nations. And now we have to pay off our Shtar Chov. We have to do our Golus. And then once we do our Golus, then we will be Zoche to Eretz Yisrael. And this whole geula from Mitzrayim, Chazal says, Zecher asa neflosav, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a Zecher ba'avar l'neflosav sha'asidim liyos. In other words, he did a Zecher now in Mitzrayim for what's going to be in the future. Ki meitzeis l'meretz Mitzrayim arenu neflos. That the miracles that happened when we left Egypt are a precursor of what's going to be, l'asid lavo, it's going to be totally awesome. So we had Golus Mitzrayim, which is a limited Golus, and so too the Geula was also a limited Geula in the time of Yoshua. The Geula Achrona, that's going to be Belikeitz, that's going to be unlimited. And the Koach that we have to stand in our Golus today, in this very long Golus, that comes from the door of Shivim Nefesh, the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim. They're the ones who paid the Chov, they're the ones who went into Golus, they were Sovel the Golus, and they give us Koach to be Sovel the Golus. And therefore the Rambam tells us, you know what Parash Midarchei Tzibur is? Somebody who doesn't feel the pain of the Jewish people. We're not talking about a general ishtatfus that you feel connected to the Jewish people. Rather something a little bit deeper, that you're mishtatef bepiron hachov, that you take part in paying the debt. That's what we do. We're taking part in paying the debt. Somebody who pays the debt has a chelik b'Yerusha. So you want to be part of the Jewish people. You want to be one of the inheritors of Avraham Avinu. You have to suffer in the suffering of the Jewish people. But somebody who doesn't have a chelik in this is mufka from the payment. If you're not part of the payment, if you're not part of the tzara, if you're not part of the galus, then you're not going to be part of the geula. And therefore, that's what we really got from the Shivim Nefesh, that they went down and they suffered, and to be part of the Jewish people means also to be part of that suffering and ultimately to be Zoche and the Geula. So that's one Yerusha that we have, but we have another Yerusha on the completely other side. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yitzayin Amud Aleph, we see the Bakosha of Rabbi Alexandria that used to say after he died, Master of the Universe, you know that our will is to do your will. Who's holding us back? And the fact that we're Meshubed by foreign nations. So it's clear that he's not talking about any specific Zeira of the Shibud Malchios, like not to be Meniach Tfilin or not to do Bris Mila. What this means is we're talking about the Klolios Hamatzav Shel Koshi HaShibud, the general situation of the difficulty of the Shibud that seals up the heart and prevents the pure Ritzonos from being actualized, like Chazal say in Parashas Vayichi, Lamanisima Parashas Zu, this parasha isn't, there isn't any space between this parasha and the previous parasha, because we were sussing, we were sealed off, there's no opening after Yaakov Avinu died. We were sealed off, our hearts and our eyes, from the tsar of the Shibud. This is a general stima klalis. We learned something new. This is a general stima. We learned something new from the Lashon of Chazal, that even though the Shibud is ma'akev, the lemaisa, but they can't touch the pnimius, ritzonenu lasas ritzoncha, that they weren't able to touch. The Shibud is ma'akev, the yitzil, the polish of the ritzonas, but the ritzonas themselves remain clean. Among all the Shibud, among all the tsaras, there's still this pure ratzon. And this inyan of cheres haratzon, of pure ratzon, of the freedom of the ratzon, of the will, we also inherited from the 70 souls. Dabar v'ipucho, shnei dvarim yarashnu shemishivim nafesh. Two opposite things we inherited from the 70 souls. The koach to be sovel the gullus, to suffer the gullus, and the koach to be chofshi, to be free from within the shiabud. Like we find that the it says, ger yezaracha, we're going to be a ger, v'avadum v'nyuasam, we're going to be a ger, but without a shibud, and then the shibud is going to start. The haschalas ha-shibud is after the death of Yosef, then v'yakam melech hadash al Mitzrayim. After the Shivim Nefesh died, then the Shibud starts. But all their days, they're going to be Geirim without Shibud and without the Inui. And this Koach, to be in Galus and still to be free, the Ritzoneinu Lasur Svitzoncha, that we inherited from the Avos. So now we understand the Chiluk between the two Parashiyos. At the end of Bereishis, we're talking about our Yerida LeMitzrayim, the Priyas HaChov. And this inyan of Priyas HaChov, of paying our debt by Yaakov, concludes the inyan of the Shloshes HaAvos. And it goes now into the completion of the Yerushas HaAvos, Al Yidei Abanim. And therefore it's in the Sefer HaAvos, because we're completing the inyan of the three Avos. And now, when we're going down to be Porea the Chov, to pay this debt, Yaakov is included with his sons, because even Yaakov took part in this Piron. Yaakov went down, and he lived there. Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael, Abay Mitzrayim, Yaakov uvanav. At the end of Chumash Bereishis, Yaakov is included in the Banim, because that's part of the job of the Avos, is the Priyas Chov. That's how Yaakov became the true descendant of Avram, that he's the one who's paying the debt of Avram. The beginning of Shmos, we're talking about the Inui, the Shiabud, the suffering, the subordination. That's the Sefer of Galus and Geula. And there it says that they weren't Mishtabed B'Shivim Nefesh. Their 70 souls were not yet Meshubed. V'yamas Yosef, etc. V'chol Adorahu. And only then, after they died, after the Shivim Nefesh died, then the Shibud starts. So there, Yaakov is independent. When Yaakov is mentioned in Shmos, he's mentioned independently from his children. Because this darga of Iyashiyabud, of not being Meshubid, even though they're in Mitzrayim, the 70 souls were Zoche, only because they are together with Yaakov, because of the extra level, the higher level of Yaakov. And therefore it says, Ve'ela Shmos etcher by Mitzrayim es Yaakov. They came with Yaakov, and therefore they weren't Meshubid, and they were manchil this chofesh haratzon. They were manchil as this koach to be in galus, but not really to be meshubed to the umos, that the ratzon should still be felt, that we should still have this ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, even in the galus. So there Yaakov is mentioned separately from the banim, because they were only zocha to this madrega of having this rason, even in the galus, being free, so to speak, even in the galus, because of the special darga of Yaakov Avinu. So these are the two inyanim of the shivim nefesh. There's the shivim nefesh that have to pay the chov, and in that Yaakov's included with the children. And then that's why it says es abay mitzrayim Yaakov uvanav. Yaakov's included in the banim. When we talk about the inyan of the inui and the shiabud, it's the sefer of galus and geula. There it says only after the vayamas Yosef v'chol achav v'chol ador ahu, then the shibud starts. There Yaakov is alone, because this darg of ish shibud, they were zocha because they were with Yaakov, because of the extra madrega of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore it says, Abayim Mitzrayim es Yaakov. They came with Yaakov, and therefore they weren't mishtabe. They were manchil. They bequeathed to us this chofesh haratzon. So it says in the Gemara, in Brachas, that anybody who calls Avram, Avram is over belav. But if somebody calls Yaakov, Yaakov, then ein bekach klum. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? How come you're not allowed to call Avram Avram? But you're allowed to call Yaakov Yaakov. Both of their names were changed. So why is the halacha ask you to call Avram Avram, but not Yaakov Yaakov? So the Gemara says, no. The pasuk after, even after Yaakov is called Yisrael, he's once again called Yaakov. But Avram, once he's Avraham, he's no longer Avram. So pshat in the Gemara is that the shame Yisrael is because of Srara, ki sarisa im Elohim ba'anushim batuchal. We rule, it's rulership, it's power. And this madrega of Srara we haven't yet reached. And therefore in this world, he's called Yaakov. Only lasid lavo, his name is going to be Yisrael. And in Parashas Vayigash, when we are coming to be Porea the Chov, and we are going down to Mitzrayim, when we don't yet have that maila of the Shem Yisrael, then Yaakov himself is included in Bnei Yisrael, because here we are osek in the tikkun Shem Yisrael. We are fixing the Shem Yisrael. We're going to be Porea the Chov. That's in Sefer Bereishis, that we're coming to be Porea the Chov, we're paying the debt, we're being metake in Shem Yisrael to fix this Yisrael, that we should be one day in a level of Srara. First we have to pay the debt. We don't yet have the Maila of Yisrael. We have to fix it, and then one day we'll be zocha to this Srara, to this power, to this rulership. So anybody who's osek in the tikkun of the Shem Yisrael is called Bnei Yisrael, and this includes Yaakov Avinu. And therefore Yaakov Avinu is called at that time part of Bnei Yisrael. Ve'elishmos Bnei Yisrael Abay Mitzrayim Yaakov Uvanav. Beautiful. So in other words, we have two dinim here. We have Parshas Vayigash, Shmo, Sefer Bereishis, and then we have Sefer Shmo. Sefer Bereishis is osek in the Priyas Shtar Chov, and this payment that we have to make in order to be Zocha, to be to Eretz Yisrael, and to the ultimate Geula. And that's where Yaakov is included with his children, because he also has to pay the Shtar Chov. He also has to be Metake in the Shem Yisrael. And therefore he's called Bnei Yisrael, because his job is also to be Metake in the Shem Yisrael. And it says Yaakov Avanav, he's included with his sons, because he also has to pay the Shtar Chov. And then we have the very similar pasuk, but different, in the beginning of Shmos, Es Yaakov, that they come with Yaakov, because that symbolizes the time that they are in Mitzrayim, but they still have that koach, that they connect to that ratzon, that pure ratzon that they have, that they can be in galus, but still have a ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, that we retained as long as the shivim nefesh were around. And now we also got mishivim nefesh, but that's mikoach Yaakov, that's only because of the schus of Yaakov, and therefore Yaakov in Shmos is enumerated separately from the children, because there they were zochet to be in Mitzrayim, but not completely Meshubah to Mitzrayim, because of the Maila of Yaakov, and therefore he's listed separately. The Hadvarim Niflaim B'Yoser, and we should be Zocha Lomodu L'Lamed, Lishmor V'Lasa, so the Kayim is called Divrei Samut Arasa V'Yahavo, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.